Why?
Okay, so what's that guy's name from the Clippers?
I don't know. But it was a private conversation he was having with his girlfriend.
Mistress! Get it straight. There's a difference between mistress and girlfriend.
Yeah.
He was telling her not to bring blacks to the game and not to associate with them.
Yeah.
But it didn't go into his motives why he made the statement. All I can think of is because he is the age that he is, he was raised, taught to believe that you are judged by the company you keep.
Yeah.
They can't really throw rocks at him for being raised to believe a certain way. All they can do now is to educate the upcoming generations that behavior is unacceptable. He's old. He's of old school, old-minded thinking. And he soon shall be obsolete.
What do you mean soon? He already is.
Well, he's... because I looked at all those old people that I used to cart around when I worked that other job. And when they said, that one old biddy says, "You're Mexican, aren't you?"
Yep.
Then your point is what? Well, you have to help me with my coat. One, what did I say? I think I said I was an Irish Jew. And then the other thing I said, no, I don't have to help you with your coat. And that's when I got written up. But that mentality is filtering out. And you were saying about the sheriff, and that was what, last year?
No, that was about 10 years ago. I wish I could remember the sheriff's name, but he brought up the facts that blacks were in trouble more with his department than whites. And he actually gave the percentages, and people in the audience, black people, were screaming, "You're just being racist, you're being prejudiced." And he said, "No, I'm not. I'm just telling you the facts. I'm not giving you any editorial. I'm just telling you what..."
So in other words, his jail was, let's say, 68% black and the rest were white.
Yeah.
Okay. And he was stating statistics that were in his jailhouse.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden he was accused of being racist. Because he was white.
And why is it that white people can't say anything without being called racist? But a black person can talk about it and use the big N-word all they like, and they don't want us to use it.
Same as I can use beaner and spick and wetback, but you can't use it.
Don't say it in front of me at all. If you don't want me using it, don't say it. Keep it out of your music. Keep it out of my face. Why do you have to expose me to your hatred? If you hate that word so much, why...
Yeah, see, I don't understand that.
Why do you allow it
either
in music and you hide under the umbrella of, well, it's artistic expression? Or no, it's not.
Yeah, to me, if
there's a certain common decency. If you're going to say that that's a word you're outlawing, then outlaw it. Don't use it anymore.
You mean for white people to use?
For anyone.
To me, the N-word is an inappropriate word. Period. I don't think anybody should use it because it has, derogatory?
Negative.
Yeah, derogatory connotations. It just, for another, and I know that they say it's, it's brotherly, blah, blah, blah. To me, come up with another word. I just think it's very offensive, white, black, Mexican, whoever.
Well, they can't exactly throw rocks at that guy that owns that team because you've got two black racists like Jesse Jackson and Louis Farrakhan. They're very bigoted, very hateful towards whites. And it doesn't matter what happens between white and black, they'll always stand up for the black guy. They don't stand up for justice. They don't stand up for the truth.
You know what I found in my older age, my older years, is that unfortunately, I tend to judge based on experience. If I've had a bad experience with, you know, a particular culture or nationality, then I tend to judge all those. And it's wrong. I'll be the first one to admit it, but it leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah, why?
White people, black people, you know, Chinese, Japanese, you know, whatever. But it just, you know, you have a bad experience, and unfortunately, I think human nature is you just judge, you know, everybody that way. I don't know why. Maybe it's just me.
I don't know, but growing up, I had bad experiences with black people. But I tried not to let that influence me as I got to be an adult. I tried to take everyone on a one-to-one basis.
Yeah, yeah.
When they try and mug you two or three times in school, as well as out on the street.
Yeah.
And then the neighbor happens to be black, and she decides...
She's going to poison your cat.
Poisons a cat. Takes my dad to court because a 3-year-old pushed the lawnmower into her yard, cut a few blades of grass. Or somebody threw some beans on her house, so she has my dad arrested for it.
Yeah,
when it wasn't him in the first place.
See, to me, that... And then the first thing they scream is, you know, that whole minority thing. And
but blacks are no longer a minority.
No, they're not. I don't know. I think... White people are the minority.
Yeah, white guys.
And now you know why you guys go absolutely bonkers and do the whole spree killing thing.
I don't... You know, here's the thing. We're trying to do away with discrimination. Well, now I've seen so much over the last 40 years of reverse discrimination. They go so far out of their way to say, oh, we're not being prejudiced, that the white man is the one suffering at this moment. Hey, I don't care whether you record this or not. I've never owned a slave. I never wanted to own a slave. I don't owe any black people anything. I had to work for a living. And the ones that, the black people that work for a living, you don't owe anybody anything either.
I just don't think that they, he's an old person with old school mentality, but yet he has a mistress. How come nobody addressed that issue that he has a mistress?
Well, I want to address the other fact is that she looks like a minority herself. She didn't look like a Italian or a Spanish girl or English or Norwegian.
She looked like she dyed her hair black.
Okay, whatever. But, you know.
How come nobody addresses the morality issue of the fact that they labeled her a mistress? To me, a mistress is somebody he's married and she's the other woman.
Yeah.
So he's not only a racist, but he's an immoral racist.
I think the word is adulterer.
Well, wouldn't it be...
And she's a fornicator.
Stone them!
Oh my, you can't think like that, honey.
I know.
There must be forgiveness here.
You're a Christian.
We shouldn't judge them.
You need to pray for them. Really. That is your job as a Christian, you know. Truly.
Without a joke, yes.
Truly.
But I'm not angry with him.
I'm not either.
It was a private conversation. Well, the rest of us just overheard it. How did it leak out in the first place?
Yeah, they didn't say that. How did it? Somebody hates him.
Yep.
Maybe he wouldn't leave his wife, and she leaked it.
It could be.
What is that? Hell has no fury like a woman scorned?
Yep, nothing ventured, nothing gained either.